I'm Marcela Sanchez with an AP News Minute. President Trump has boarded Air Force One in Abu Dhabi after ending his Mideast trip. Speaking to reporters before takeoff, he said the U.S. has given Iran a proposed agreement. It was the first public acknowledgement of a significant development in negotiations over Tehran's nuclear program, but he did not give specifics. At least 82 people were killed by Israeli airstrikes in Gaza on Friday. There had been hope that President's trip to the Mideast could usher in a ceasefire or renewal of humanitarian aid to Gaza. An Israeli official said the strikes on Friday were preparatory actions in the lead-up to a larger operation and to send a message to Hamas that it will begin soon if there is not an agreement to release hostages. Defense officials say military commanders will be told to identify troops who are transgender or have gender dysphoria. They would then be sent to medical checks in order to force them out of the service. It scraps for now plans to go through health records. Instead, transgender troops who don't voluntarily come forward could be outed by commanders or others. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.